The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's introduce the ladies. Miss World Trinidad and Tobago 2025 Grand Finale will be held at the Southern Academy for the Performing Arts on Sunday, December 7th, 2025 at 5 p.m. This year's finale follows an intensive four-month development program undertaken by the 19 delegates selected to compete for the national title and the opportunity to represent Trinidad and Tobago at the Miss World pageant in 2026. This is scheduled for February 2026. Since the official reveal on August 17th, 2025, these inspiring young women have been immersed in comprehensive training across key areas including fitness, modeling, talent performance, communication, protocol, media engagement, and social media etiquette, while also being mentored as future leaders and ambassadors of our nation, which all ties in with the purpose of Miss World. So I'd like to welcome the two young ladies, and they look so bright and sparkly this morning. Miss Arima Georgia Lee Gill. Yes, I had that.
Yes, you do.
Good morning. And also Miss St. James Annalisa John. So welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right, so come a little closer to the mic so we could hear. All right. And yeah, let me just get this. There we go. So first question, and I think most ladies ask this question, why y'all enter a pageant? What made you decide that this is something that you wanted to do?
I'll take this one.
Yeah.
So, yes, I entered the pageant simply to evolve, simply to grow, mm-hmm. and become a better version of myself. And what better platform, what better pageant than the Miss World pageant? Mm-hmm. You know, because there are many categories involved. As you said, there's beauty with a purpose, where you have to find your passion, what you care about, whether it's with yourself or the community. Mm-hmm. And then you also engage in personal development, character development. You have to do some introspection mm-hmm. in yourself to figure out who you really are and how to express that to the public.
And I think from that exposure, as you say, it's overall development as well. I want to find out from Miss St. James, what was the one thing that you found yourself improving in when you stepped into this competition?
Coming into this pageant, I think that what I really wanted to work on myself would have been my confidence. Mm-hmm. So with this journey, it has been very transformative. I've seen myself really embracing everything about myself. My confidence levels have grown mm-hmm. tremendously. And I really just wanted to push myself, believe in myself, as well as allow myself to grow and blossom into the young woman that I would like to be.
And from your knowledge of the competitions before, you know, when we grew up and you see these young ladies on television, what was the one thing that you, like your aha moment? I think Miss Arima, you could take this one. From the moment you're growing up and you're seeing it on TV, and then in the present moment while you're getting ready for the pageant, what was like a moment for you to say, wow, here I am?
Actually, just doing the little sub competitions that we've had, mm-hmm. you would have seen we've done the top model competition, we've done Beauty with a Purpose, there's Miss Photogenic, and just stepping back and looking at how far we've all come, mm-hmm. how far we've all grown into exceptional young women, like, wow. Mm-hmm. I really was brave enough to do this. Mm-hmm. I really was brave enough to show myself to the public. So yes, that was my little aha moment, being acknowledged as like top three in mm-hmm. top model and top five in Beauty with a Purpose. That was a real accomplishment for me that I'm really proud of.
And wishing that the other girls would get here as well, because I wanted to get a general consensus as to, you know, how y'all feel about pageants, going through it, and also meeting mentors. Have y'all met Miss Giselle Laurent West?
Yes.
Yes.
Giselle. We love
Giselle. She is amazing.
Yeah.
She's so insightful. She's
and
so
inspiring.
Great. And so mm-hmm. she's gracious and elegant. It's no wonder she won her
and
title.
Still, after how many years?
Doesn't she look gorgeous?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I mean, not to bring in the other franchise as well, but Penny is another one. And Wendy.
You know? I'll never forget Wendy.
So from these role models, what are some of the messages that you would like other young ladies to take on understanding what the pageant's really supposed to be about? You want to take it, Mr. James?
Yeah. I would say that the pageant, it's not only glitz and glam and about beauty. It's also about the empowerment of young women. Mm-hmm. It's, as we spoke about earlier, beauty with a purpose. It is the heart of the pageant, and it's something that it's about service and humanitarian works. And I think that a lot of people, they might miss these little aspects of the pageant, but it's really something that holds it together.
Mm-hmm. And what would be your feeling after the competition that happens over the weekend, regardless of who wins? What if it is that you are the person chosen to go to the next competition to represent Miss World? What would be the one thing you're taking from Trinidad and Tobago to bring to that location? As a matter of fact, where is it this year? Well, for next year. Where will it be taking place? Not sure. That's okay. But what's the one thing you want to take from Trinidad and Tobago if it is that you're chosen to represent?
Well, honestly, it'll just be our culture, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think our culture and diversity. I am representing a lot of people because I appear as I am a dark-skinned lady, but mm-hmm. my heritage is much more than that. There's Spanish, there's French, there's Jamaican, there's a lot of things, and Trinidad is a melting pot of cultures, French, mm-hmm. Spanish, English, you know? So I have a lot of culture with me, and in our, what we say, the top model, and there's also the costumes. Mm-hmm. There's no one else that has rhythm like a Trinidadian. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I intend, if I do win, I will intend to walk the catwalk with grace and with the entire population of Trinidad and Tobago behind me. So definitely.
And I gather just from watching the interaction between you two that the one of the more important values of the competition is friendship and camaraderie. After the competition is done and who is chosen, you see yourselves being friends after?
Definitely.
I think we have such a strong sisterhood among the other 18 girls. And I don't think anything could break that bond, even after the pageant is over.
And regardless who wins, etc.
Regardless, yes.
Yeah.
We would support them 100%.
Yes, there are highs, there are lows. We hold each other's hand together as we walk through it. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell you, it's about personal and character development. Mm-hmm. So you will get enlightened about your strengths and your weaknesses. You will be tested, but it's all for the betterment, mm-hmm. truly about the betterment. So I love my sister delegates. There's so many strengths that I just admire. Mm-hmm. It's something about a true sisterhood that exists with us, and I love that.
When I come back from the break, I want to talk fashion.
Okay.
Because I want to know the type of styles that will be appearing on the stage for the finale. Stay tuned, TNT. We'll be right back.
To Betterments with Host Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Space tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Space, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters. Connect with Tuscan. Call or WhatsApp your thoughts now.
TNT, welcome back. 9:36 in the nation's capital. We have Miss Arima Georgia Lee Gill and Miss St. James Annalisa John, who will be taking part in the 2025 Miss World TNT competition for the right to represent Trinidad and Tobago at Miss World 2026. Let me see if I could get a little Google check here just to find out exactly where the competition would be. So just before the break, I asked, you know, what kind of fashion would be in the competition. So Miss Arima, tell me about the different designers. Are you allowed to talk about some of the fashion that you've seen so far?
So for the final night, we will be wearing gowns by Cooties, and we'll also be wearing swimwear by Genesis Designs. Yes, beautiful, beautiful designs, beautiful outfits. I'm really excited to share it with you all. It's very fitting of every delegate, actually. Mm-hmm. You'll see how each outfit, each design best represents the delegate and the area.
So each person has had like a meeting with the designer and said, okay, this is your style, this is what we're going for. What do you all have any input in that? Meaning, like, if you see something that you don't want to wear, you say, well, nah, that's not really my style.
We are open to dialogue, right? We're open to conversation. Because at the end of the day, they want us to be our most confident self. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that we are uncomfortable with, we can voice that and share our opinions and they'll make adjustments. Mm-hmm. But yes, we wear what the organization would like us to wear, and we wear it with pride and with confidence, for sure.
And I'm sure mentorship goes along with, like, in understanding skin tones and, you know, what looks good, colors, etc. What would be, the final dress or the final look for Miss St. James? Tell me about your own style. What kind of clothes and so on you think would make you stand out?
I, with my skin tone, since I'm very tan, I do like a lot of vibrant colors and patterns. And I think those are my signature styles. Anything that's vibrant. But I also do have a very feminine side, so I do like a lot of pinks and pastels as well. So it's like a split in between.
And then the carnival costume side of it. Is it as spectacular as I think it would be, your representations?
This is for when we get selected as Miss World.
So you all haven't done carnival pieces for the initial competition as yet?
No, for the one in Sapa, it's just swimwear and our gowns, elegant gowns. Those would be the two featured clothing items.
Segments.
Yes.
And of course, questions, where they threw all these questions for you all and then answer.
Correct. Yes.
Do you all do like a personal presentation as well, as in for where you represent, etc.? Telling them a little bit about your area.
We will be doing a brief introduction in the swimwear section, just telling the public about ourselves and our area. It will be something that will be, I don't know, kind of bold in a sense, to say here we are representing our area. That's what you can expect.
And Miss St. James, what would be the message to your area for wanting, you know, support and representation if they want to come out to Sapa?
So St. James is a city that never sleeps, right? So I would urge everyone to just come out and support our lovely community. It's something that not only me but all the other girls, we need the support and love on Sunday the 7th at Sapa. And it's something that everyone should look forward to. You know, we're bringing pride and poise and passion on the stage.
The three P's.
Yep, the three P's. I like that. So, Miss Arima, what would be the message to Arima so that they can come out and support you at Napa, at Sapa? Almost said Napa.
Yes. So tell me another borough, another area that has a special name other than Arimians. You know, we are proud people. We are busy. We are, dare I say, better. Dare I say, But yes, come and support us. We look forward to seeing you all cheering me on. Because I feel the energy, I feel the love, I feel everything from you all. It fills me up with the confidence that I need to really strut and show you all that I am, the best that I am. So please, come and show love for not just me, but my other delegates as well.
And speaking of the other delegates, the other two are here. We're going to take a short break so we can hear from them as well to find out, you know, what their journey has been like entering into this competition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, TNT 942. So let's introduce the other candidates who have come in. I mean, you know how things go, and they are here. It is the other representatives are Miss Tobago, Shanique Marcelin, and Miss Kuva Sveta Clark. Oh, she's not?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Okay, so I need to see the sashes then. Miss Shagwanas and Miss Kuva. All right, so introduce yourselves. Miss Kuva, good morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Shweta Clark, and I am Miss Kuva.
I do apologize. I wish I knew that there was the doctor before your name. All respect to you, ma'am. So wait, where do you find the time to be part in a pageant and be a doctor?
Well, I actually just graduated. Mm-hmm. So I am perhaps one of the youngest doctors at the moment, mm-hmm. in that I graduated in June. So
okay.
I am fresh out of school.
Wow. Yes. And you're a doctor of?
Medicine.
Okay. And Ms. Shagwanas, good morning to you and welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so you all need to switch a little bit so that I can get her a little closer and volume as well. Try again.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you are?
What's your Shagwanas.
And your name?
Suwana Sukdeo.
So Ms. Sukdeo, tell me the best thing about Shagwanas, and if you had to send a message to the borough for them to come and support you in Sapa, what would it be?
I actually have met with some of the representatives from the borough, councillors to be mm-hmm. exact, and they have supported me throughout this journey, which it has been absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to say one thing about Shagwanas, I would say the gem of our community are the people. One thing that I do enjoy doing, I think there is definitely a place that shows multiculturalism and shows the unity of our people.
And the one thing that you want to take from Trinidad and Tobago, because I asked the other ladies as well, what would be the one element that you want to take if you are chosen to go on to the final pageant? What would it be?
Definitely, for me, I would take my legal knowledge. So at the moment, I'm an attorney in training.
Ah.
So I did take some time off from my busy schedule mm-hmm. to now facilitate this part of my life, which was always a dream of mine. So for me, I would take my debating skills and activism to the international stage.
Interesting. So we have a doctor, an aspiring lawyer. And what profession, Ms. St. James?
So I am a student. I'm currently pursuing a Bachelor in Environmental Science and mm-hmm. Sustainable Technology at the University of the West Indies.
I like that one. And also, Miss Arima. Yes.
Yes. I am a scientist. I have a double major in biology and biochemistry from the University of the West Indies.
So, ladies, it's not all about, you know, fashion, glam, and the superficial side. It's all about brains as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So getting from the competition, after the competition, would you all be going strictly back to studies, or would you be building businesses? Where do you see yourselves? Let's start with Miss Kuva first.
Well, for me, I'm excited to go back to medicine as well. I've missed medicine, I've missed the hospital, but I think that I think now that I've gone through this pageant, I've opened myself up to a different world, whereas mm. before I think I would have been mainly scientific. I've actually really enjoyed the artistry of pageantry, and I think I've met so many different people and all of my beautiful delegates as well. And I can't see myself returning solely to medicine without embracing who I've become along this journey as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I was asking the ladies before. What have you seen develop within yourself joining the pageant? So I can ask you as well, what was one trait that you saw was a little before and now has become stronger?
Honestly, I think everyone would agree confidence is something that transformed over the last couple of months. For me, I was never very big on social media at the time when I had first started the pageant. And now I feel a lot more comfortable. But when I'm out and I'm taking pictures, like we have lots of photo shoots that we have to do with Miss World, I think that I've really seen myself grow in confidence and as a woman, in that whether people look at you or they make comments, it just rolls off like water on a duck's back. I've really become my own woman throughout this process.
And Ms. Shagonis, what would be the one thing that you saw was a little before getting into the pageant, but now you've seen develop?
I would definitely have to share the same sentiments as my colleague, Shweta. I would say that social media was not my strong suit at all. I was a very private person beforehand. And I would say that my skills on the social media aspect of things has definitely developed. I would also say that physically as well, I think the training process has been absolutely amazing. I have seen our girls have been physically transformed throughout the process. And I would say that would be in a capacity of our physical strength. I think gym training definitely changed our bodies. I saw for top model, we came out absolutely beautiful. And I would also say that a training alongside Richard Young and Dominique LaRoche for walking.
There we go. Some nice names calling, yeah.
Yes, absolutely beautiful souls. I think they have definitely trained us pretty well throughout a couple of months, and we have blossomed into beautiful individuals.
Well said.
If I could add something onto that, I would also like to say that we would love to showcase it on this Sunday.
Yes.
We have our finale coming up. So everything that has happened, all of the work, the hard work, and us just evolving as women, we are showcasing it on this Sunday in Sapa, and we are very, very excited because, as Ms. Shagonis would have mentioned, it's not just physical, but it's mental, it's emotional, and we're going to go and display the entire pageant experience. And we have so many beautiful delegates, such a wide variety representing our country.
I think it's 18 of y'all all together.
19. Yes.
And, well, as you said, each area will be represented with their own unique style. I know you don't want to give out any secrets just yet. Because
not yet.
Right? So the one thing definitely to see in Sapa over the weekend would be a unity, would be different talents and, you know, something to catch the eye. Because a couple of comments coming in, I didn't want to get into it, but it says here, I feel like I'm in a candy store. So many treats. I wish each and every one of them all the best from Arima. Shine bright like a diamond. Play This Girl Is On Fire, dedicated to them from a place. So
yes,
I will do that for you just before you leave. One was, oh gosh, you see, it's a good thing I brought you all over there because they wanted to see your faces. So you're seeing them now, beautiful ladies inside studio who will be representing or representing their areas and also vying for the chance to represent Trinidad and Tobago at the Miss World competition in 2026. Now, I like a little controversy here and there, right? So the other pageant, we won't call any names, that recently took place, and you saw some of the commotion that happened with it. If you were placed in that type of scenario to stand up for another young lady or pageant in the competition, would you do the same? I would ask Ms. Shagonis first.
I definitely think that, for me, I would say that in the Miss World experience, we have developed a sisterhood. So we all look out for each other. We all stand for each other. So if a situation of such nature was to take place, which I don't think it would, I think our values have aligned perfectly well with what the Miss World franchise stands for. I think that we would be able to handle it very smoothly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Miss St. James.
So as Suwanna said, our sisterhood is something that is very strong. It's built on trust and love. And I don't think that if that were to happen, I think that all of us, we would stand beside our sister delegates and support them fully.
And Ms. Arima, what do you think of the, well, what would you do in that situation? And you think she handled it well? What's your thoughts?
I think that it was handled with elegance and poise, as one would expect. But as to echo the sentiments of all of my delegates, sisterhood is the top priority here. Our bond cannot be broken. It cannot be shattered by any means. We will support one another no matter the situation.
And Ms. Kuva?
Well, I would only have to reiterate because they spoke so beautifully as it is.
Right.
But I would also say that as Ms. Shigonis would have started off with, I think one of the things that really drew us into the Miss World pageant in particular is the values that they uphold, which is the resilience of women and humanitarian activism. And I feel like because of that, the women who are drawn into the Miss World pageant align perfectly with the Miss World values. So we align with each other, and it makes it very easy to form this kind of strength and bond and rely on each other. So I can't see that being a issue, but as they would have all said, we've grown and we've changed together, and evolving as a team has made all the difference.
All right, so last comments for SAPA. For those who are interested in going, I believe you can check the box office for tickets.
And
Sasha Cosmetics. All right. All Sasha outlets so that you can come in and see a night of elegance.
You can also reach out to the delegates as well.
Yes.
Individual delegates.
You guys can also reach out to the delegates individually to get your ticket.
All right. So once you know that your area is represented, you can check the delegate for tickets or the box office. Can you call out the other delegates as well? So we have Ms. Kuva, Ms. Arima, Ms. St. James, and Ms. Shigonis. There's Ms. Tobago.
We're in the order.
Okay, so there's also Miss Aruka, Miss Pitty Valley, Miss Mayaro, Miss Maruga. Do you want the names associated?
No, just the areas for now.
Miss Barakpo, Miss Williamsville, Miss San Fernando, Miss San Grande, Miss Santa Cruz.
Wow. I think on the top of our head. we also have Miss Canupia, we have Miss
Gasparillo.
Listen,
Miss Diego Martin.
You, Diego Martin.
We said Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
I think that's. We missing anybody?
She said Miss Gasparillo.
It's 19.
It's 19.
We have a Miss Freeport.
Miss Freeport. Ooh.
So I'm now going to say, going to put a disclaimer, young ladies, we mean you no disrespect if it is we left out a name, because we don't want to challenge the sisterhood just before the competition. Yeah. All right. So everyone, good luck to y'all. And here's to changing the idea of what pageants are. One pageant at a time.
One pageant at a time.
One pageant at a time. And here's to, you know, success. And the winner, y'all could check me. And we will talk about the journey and how we would present in Miss World 2026. All right? Any last comments?
Hope to see you there.
Yes.
On Sunday, 5 p.m.
All right, TNT.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.